There we go.
That sounds good. Why don't we do that? Because
all right, you are now being recorded.
Something brilliant.
Yes.
So
we are now recording.
Yes.
Before we go further, is Dr. Leo Olbers among us?
Yes, he was speaking.
Leo?
Yes.
No. Hello.
Yes, Leo. This is the slide I was referring to, which I think you have created in your last January 3rd presentation. And my request would be that would be a natural place where a combination of these threads be visually depicted, if you would not mind this request.
Which slide again is this?
Example metadata registry repository contains objects plus classification. It's right underneath of your name, MITRE, Dr. Leo Olbers.
Okay, on the Ontolog site, you're saying?
Yes.
I don't care. I think, I'm open to suggestions here, so.
Is there a natural way to get to this slide? Can someone describe it?
It says Open Ontology Repository Initiative Planning Meeting of just January 3rd, about 15 days ago, between Peter,
off the Ontolog homepage?
Yeah.
Okay.
23rd is tomorrow.
It says archive slides, Open Ontology Repository Initiative Planning
Meeting. You mean the planning meeting?
Yes, and slides. And it's the third or fourth slide after the text to a slide. Sixth, number six.
What was the date of the meeting?
January 3rd, 2008.
January 3rd.
Two weeks ago.
The third or the seventh, did you say?
The third.
Three.
Yeah, we had a meeting on the third. And then we're
trying to find the link to that
23rd.
Okay, I still don't see it here.
I'm going to meetings and calls. Is that the best way, Peter?
Yeah, that's a good way.
Oh, conference call underscore 2008 underscore 01 underscore 03.
Yes, exactly.
That's it.
Yes.
Your conference call.
Archive slide. Okay. I have not even heard the audio recording.
Okay, I'm on the slide finally. Okay.
Which slide number are you referring us to?
Six. Number six, although the number doesn't show up. It shows up to four, and then fifth is a red, the big square with Dr. Robert's name on it. Sixth is the example. This to me.
Well, okay, that's fine. The one reaction I have is that this slide speaks to, if you like, an architecture of a repository, but it doesn't speak to some of the other roles and issues that have to surround a repository in terms of integration, in terms of quality control, in terms of real-life application, things like that.
There is no other
I still can't find the date here. I see conference calls on 122 all this week. Let's see, Thursday.
So if you refresh your page, it's now if you go to under Objective Goals and Charter, the fourth sub-bullet points to that meeting.
On the home page.
No, on today's meeting page.
Ah, okay.
Item number three.
Objective goal and charter. Ah, I see.
And the last sub-bullet there, Ravi, Ref, Leo's slide number six.
Slide
conference
number six.
Call.
And Ravi, your suggestion is that perhaps that slide could serve as a, a foundation discussion for I don't know, growing or ongoing issues about all the little boxes that are in that slide, basically. Is that right?
Yeah, well,
framing the conference
focus, conference focus can be visually depicted in a slide similar to this, and including Michelle's observations on registry repository and also XMBR. A lot of XML is here, but I don't know if XMBR is represented here. These two are the additional things we heard, right, today?
Yeah. There are other things that aren't on that slide, I'd say.
Obviously, there are a lot of things issues. Not on this.
Right. Yeah, but again, if we think in terms of doing things bottom-up, if people started saying, okay, here's an ontology that I want to include in the repository, and then you can say, well, how are you describing this ontology? Language, et cetera, scope.
Yes,
right? Exactly. I think coming, those things aren't really addressed on this slide.
It says multilingual term, concept, namespaces, ontologies. XML.
Yeah, this is just a...
it is just a symbolic. You will replace a lot of these boxes. Maybe you will...
These are the components, yes.
Four columns.
But I think the subsequent... slides, you know, that talk about functional requirements. We can it's for RDF OWL repository, but I think we can substitute it more generally for ontologies per se. So if you look at slide, let's see, what slide is this? Slide 7, right after that metadata registry repository. Begins... functional requirements, everything from, you know, the ability to submit an ontology to centralized data storage, even though it could be distributed, metrics, logging requirements, et cetera. So that picture, it represents kind of the components that are required. Especially when you consider also the linkage, which are mappings between them. And, in fact, this is a notional view, but those mappings could be arbitrarily complex, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. But, see, you have to visually start somewhere. Otherwise, you might take 5-6 pages to describe this diagram or something similar. My idea is not to say that this is correct. My idea is to say something like this, forming a visual connection for those people who are wanting to bring different aspects of ontology for the summit meeting, for this conference mm-hmm. meeting, and also to link things like taxonomies, to link things like registries, etc. And also remember the two threads for review of the past two conferences, they would also form some blocks and with some arrows.
No, that's true. It's not the blocks and arrows I'm concerned about. It's the fact that I don't think the objective, I would think the objective of the summit would not be ultimately to come up with an architecture per se, but it would also be come up with roles and functionalities. It's more like actually Leo's following five slides sort of a position on
functional.
So it's not they're not incompatible ideas. It's really they're complementary ideas, but one of them certainly is what is the structure, what should be the structure of such an repository, and then additionally what kind of roles and services and who is going to step forward and say, I'll take on some responsibility on behalf of the community for such and such a role. You know,
right.
Like Barry would be, I presume, interested in the, you know, the quality assurance role and helping to architect how that could be brought about. And others could be responsible or more concerned perhaps with the architecture of the repository itself, and others responsible for the interoperability between different languages or application domains, things like that. So people could align themselves with one or more of those kinds of roles And what we would end up with, perhaps at the end of the summit, would be that overall picture of the technical architecture, the kind of role that the community needs to have in existence for onward progress.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right on, Steve.
Very good summary. I think that's more or less what I was trying to get led into. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're all actually in pretty much agreement on that. So hopefully, Peter, if that's our discussion right now is being captured, what we can do, and I'm happy to participate in that, is try and get some of this down on the, I guess, the summit page, which will then have links off to some of these then supporting pages, which will be the collection points of the collective wisdom on, you know, the ideas of architecture, on quality assurance, on integration, et cetera, et cetera. So
Maybe I'm coming late to the party, but I'm very nervous about this notion of quality assurance, and what I'd like to know what quality means before I.
Before I let Barry speak on this, I don't think we want to try and address that now. I mean, that is there have been.
Well, I mean, just the very idea that there is something.
Barry, some notion.
Well, I could talk for 2 hours about this. And it's a long story, so I'm not going.
Yeah, I think it's one of the aspects, but I don't think. I mean, I think it's going to be great grist for discussions, and hopefully, a lot of this will happen prior to the face to face. So that by the time we come to the face to face, it's more or less ironing out the kinks and sort of doing a blessing of it, which we can then.
No, sorry. I think that's not acceptable. I mean, this is a major idea. The very idea that there is a notion of quality that needs to be imposed, I think is.
No one said that.
What does quality control mean?
Yeah, as I say, that's a long story, and you're right. It's by no means a trivial story, nor is there any unique answer. But on the other hand.
Right.
We don't want to have an open ontology repository which offers certain services and then have people put into the repository ontologies which end up wrecking those services, for instance.
I would greatly prefer the idea of an open repository that had, as it were, internal guards against mutual harm, rather than a notion there was some overarching notion of quality that was had to be imposed anything before it could be entered into the repository.
I see sides here. One is when you're doing repository management, there's the monitoring of conformity of the information put in. And then the second, Peter used a very good term earlier, the compatibility of the data. And I think that
right.
falls more under the mapping and integration of ontology.
Right.
So I see quality assurance, and we say we're monitoring conformity in the ontology structure, and the second is that we're looking at the compatibility of data during mapping and integration.
Well, okay, but then if we're monitoring conformity, there should be multiple repositories, because there are, you know, it's not clear there are universally accepted notions of conformity or quality, global conformity.
Right.
I would agree. Yes.
More the connectivity which Michelle brings in her previous remark by saying that it should be saying which taxonomy or which discipline and what kinds of concepts are we coming into this repository from. So our origin and direction of reaching the repository would say something about different communities integrating through this ontological framework.
Well, I think Michelle said it correctly. There are the compatibility and integration aspects, and then there is another discussion which could be going on about are there even certain basic things like, gee, ontology really shouldn't contradict itself, you know, within its own self. I mean, that, I would say, is a quality metric which I would hope would be fairly universal, but maybe not, you know.
Yeah, consistency was a place to start.
So I think that's a viable aspect. It's one of the forums, if you like, that could be debating and seeing what they come up with, which is one of the threads which would come together, clustered around this notion of an open ontology repository, which would be the main theme of the workshop. There's no way we're going to be able to discuss, much less come to closure on any of these topics at the meeting. That's why we're going to have these threads going on, I think, by email and being synopsized on web pages prior to the workshop. And in a way, the workshop is really, I believe, it's how it's worked in the past, is really just the finishing touches, hopefully, of everyone sort of coming together and saying, okay, this is as far as we could get in terms of any kind of consensus on this topic, or we have three opposing camps or whatever there might be on the topic of architecture or whatever. And that's the result, and it's a point in time where the Ontology Summit will be describing kind of where the community is at this point in time. And that's something that will be, I think, a historical contribution in the sense that people can refer back to it and say, okay, in 2008, this is where the community kind of had arrived in terms of either agreement or opposing views or whatever.
Yeah, I think there needs to be a coherent, objective way of discussing ontologies and comparing ontologies. I mean, too many discussions end up like breaking down into bizarre battles over vaporware. You know, and I see the repository as a way of making all this concrete, to actually say, you know, look, here are the axioms in this ontology, here are the axioms in that ontology. You know, how are we going to be able to compare and evaluate them in a coherent way? You know, and that's kind of the first step towards any notion of quality, just to be able to do that comparison. And I think previous discussions have kind of failed because it hasn't gotten to a concrete enough level where people are actually pointing to real things. And again, the repository is probably the best way to do that.
I also think that there are some stuff out there, like Ganjami's metrics for, you know, evaluating ontologies that we could look at and apply. It doesn't necessarily mean that those are the metrics you use for quality, but it's probably that you're basing it on the...
You still there, Leo?
Yes, my battery is going on this phone. I've been on the phone all day here.
I was just going to think, to move the conversation further along here, it seems like there's one discussion has to take place of a group of people to come up with the threads, for lack of a better word. You know, threads like quality, architecture, integration, and probably a half a dozen more. And then given those threads, a separate group, which has been referred to as, if you like, the boring logistics group, would try and then piece together a structure for the summit, which would allow time for each of the threads to have a say, including the threads of perhaps the previous two summits, and, actually how do we do that on an agenda in terms of the summit, which I'll be involved with. In terms of meeting spaces and all, we could have breakouts or whatever. So those are the two principal next steps in my mind. One is come up with the ingredients for the different aspects of an open ontology repository, and the second group is for putting together the actual program, if you like, for the two-day face-to-face, preceded by email discussions and synopses. Does that sound agreeable to people?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I would love next, to. Of course, now we have to start naming names.
I would love to see that we come up with a one-line title, if not more, before the end of this call. That would be nice.
All right.
We don't have to sort of go back to it again and argue.
Yeah. It would be something like, you know, what does it take to put together you know, to have an open ontology repository come into existence, you know, what is it?
Well, what's this open ontology repository initiative? Is it necessarily something distinct from this summit?
Yeah, it's necessarily distinct. I guess the open ontology repository initiative is concrete. It's actually building a global open ontology repository. We don't know what to build yet. I mean, that's what that group is supposed to be for.
I would suggest something along the lines of implementing the framework. What was it that you used last year? Implementing the X framework with an open ontology repository.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same framework as last year's ontology summit. That was a framework.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the framework that was arrived at last year.
Oh, you mean
taking that framework next step.
I kind of see them as slightly different animals. Last year's framework for characterizing ontologies versus a framework for a repository, I see a slightly different animal.
That's not really what my intention was. Taking the next step.
Well, why not just from the suggested topics, issues and implementation of an open ontology repository?
Yeah, something like implementing.
Well, that's just on the wiki page, so it seems pretty well what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any particular words you'd like? You want to propose?
But I mean, before we go further, I mean, would that sort of be what the OOR group is supposed to do rather than what the summit initiative is? Personally, I was writing down a few sort of thinking and say, I mean, what criteria are we using to propose or select topics? And one thing is, I mean, what is the thing that's kind of worthy of being addressed in a summit? And implementation, maybe not. We want a task force or a working group to do an implementation. But what do we address in a summit?
How about something like implications of an open ontology repository? And by the word implications, it could perhaps bring in the notions of there are various roles that the community has to play for such a repository to be successful.
I would try and find a simpler and less technical word, an Anglo-Saxon word.
Foundation.
Implications isn't?
It's a very Latin word.
Foundation.
It sounds very, very theoretical. You want something like building or conceive. The idea, the very idea of or towards an open ontology repository.
Prolegomena.
I agree with that, towards. It's much simpler.
With an S?
Actually, toward itself is sufficient. You don't need the S.
Toward, agreed, right.
Now we have a
choice. I don't mind about the S one way or the other.
No S.
No S? Okay. Hang on, don't refresh yet.
I agree.
So what is agreed so far?
Hang on. Give me one moment. All right, count to three and refresh.
Wonderful. I need to leave in about 4 minutes, so
if you want me to commit to open ontology repository, yes.
I think Steve knows what kind of thing I'm up for, so I will just leave it to Steve to nominate me if you need my name for anything. Otherwise, we can settle things later.
Before you go, Barry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Can we count on ANCOR as being a co-organizer of this initiative?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you. Back to Steve.
what's happening?
Steve? Steve around?
Someone's ripping something.
Is anyone still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
And you're leaving. I got dropped somehow.
Oh, you did?
Oh. Yeah, but I'm back.
Thank you.
Were you here for the tour?
Yeah, we're done with the tour.
Okay, where is it written down?
On the theme. Item number 3, the first thing.
I see it. All right. Well, I think perhaps for today's call, the best thing that we can do is have a few of us sign up to get together on email on the ingredients group, if you like, which is a technical discussion of what are the different aspects which help us lead us toward an open ontology repository, and then the logistics group in terms of how do we want the day's agenda to look, the 2 days. And since I'm sort of inexorably tied to the second one, I'll put my name down for the second group for sure. But would anyone else be willing to raise their hand for either of those two groups?
Can we name the groups? I mean, one content group and the other, let's say, administration group.
Logistics, let's say.
Logistics group. Okay.
Yeah.
Content group.
Can I ask what kind of commitment you're looking for?
Right now, very minor, just to help participate in putting together the list of what the aspects are, and then I think what would follow on that would be naming some names of people to say, okay, I'll be responsible for, if you like, the keeper of the wisdom on one of those content topics, let's say. But for the first round, it's just creating that list of aspects. So nothing much more than that. And then after that, we'll build on that. Is that an indication of a guarded participation?
Well, we're trying to gauge the amount of work involved, that's all.
There indeed.
Right.
Michelle can work on part of the content, and I actually just put up, just from what I was hearing on the ideas page, I just listed some things already. So if you refresh that, there's some stuff up there already.
Okay. Wow, sounds like a chair to me. Let's see. Refresh.
Let's see, possible area and the ontology repository.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yep.
I see. That's great. That's a nice start. In fact, obviously we could draw on Leo's slides as well for some of these functional perspectives, right?
Oh, yeah. I haven't even gone through his slides. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to have to check more into what's going on with your group there.
Yeah, okay.
Leo also posted a fairly long message about, like, goals and defining repositories, registries, and so on. You might want to check that out.
Some phases that we might. We did this in 2006, and we anticipated we'd have multiple phases. So, but that was sent an email. You can read it.
Okay.
Okay. So, Leo, would you be willing to be part of this group, the content group?
Oh yes, I'm willing. It's just I don't have a whole lot of time. That's all.
Okay. I think to start with, it's just a question of getting this thing into some kind of a structure, which Michelle's already done a nice job getting started. And then I think then the follow-on phase, which is not what I'm asking for now, would be to have people sort of say, okay, I'll take responsibility for one of these sections, if you like. And then we'll kick off some email discussions and things as well. So right now I got Michelle on the content group and Steve Ray on the logistics group.
I'll join you, Steve, on the logistics group.
Okay.
Steve, I'll help with logistics too. This is Ken.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Ken.
And this is Carl Mattox. I'll support on the logistics.
Oh, we got so many more logistics and not as many content. I was expecting it to be the other way around.
I'll hop aboard the content group. It's Michael.
Okay, that's Michael.
So that's three.
I'll join content.
Who was that?
Who was that?
Monitoring
correct.
Conformity of $1.
Correct.
Well, I can volunteer if Pat Hayes on anything really, but on content if that would be best. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. That'd be good. Yeah. Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it.
I'm still not sure what I'm volunteering for, but I guess I'll find out.
Yeah, well, I think change to whatever you like.
Michelle, would you mind sort of being the erstwhile chair of the content group, because you've already taken a good stab? I think your perspective is nice and coherent on that. And all I'm asking for, Peter's very good at getting this kind of stuff done. I'm asking for is sometime, let's say a week or two from now, that you sort of inform the community, okay, this is what we've come up with, and, stub it out, and then perhaps we can talk on another conference call about seeing if we can come up with some names of people who'd be willing to shepherd the discussion and sort of filter it down to its essence for each of those topics.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you have the list now of those who have volunteered for this so that I can...
Yes, if you refresh. I even jumped the gun
and Peter's
put
doing that.
Steve as chair for the logistics group.
Okay, so let's see.
I would volunteer to work under Michelle in mapping and integration area.
Okay, that's Ravi?
If, yeah.
Okay.
On if that content? Is of help. Content, I guess, then it says mapping and integration. Right?
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that should be content.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and in fact, if people are in the course of the discussion of the content finding that they would really have a strong interest in one of the aspects and they want to go ahead and sign up to be the, if you like, the synthesizer of the discussions, that's so much the better, I'd say.
I would even say one of the areas that comes to mind is current state of IT standards and tools and gaps to achieve repository.
Okay, the actual
tool. What would it take? What would it take us to fill? What gaps would reach us to a repository stage faster? That kind of analysis.
Yeah, actually,
I guess it would be called architecture only, I guess.
Well,
you've already put repository architecture.
Okay, I kept your gaps.
Yeah, and
repository architecture.
Yeah, that's
that
clearly
is where
one
I think I would say that that would fall. Yeah.
Yeah, and then okay. The standards and tools part you mentioned. That I'm not quite sure where it kind of fits in across the board. So. But it should be noted.
Yeah, implementation or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that should be a explicit fifth category or something, header.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that would be helpful.
Okay, so the outputs then is the content group is going to get back to the Ontolog forum, or who is it going to get back to, Peter? How are we going to organize that?
I thought we said we were going to organize threads. So maybe the content group can sort of throw out the specific threads that various members will champion and develop. And then I guess each champion could then run a thread in. It'll all be documented once it's exchanged and posted to the forum. I understand your question. We actually have a separate mailing list distinct from Ontolog Forum, which is the general discussion.
Right.
So this would be very specific. And last year we did it under a mailing list called Ontology Summit, which is good. Then we can use the same list year after year. But obviously each chunk will have a slightly different theme. So I can renew that mailing list and subscribe everyone here to it to start with. Although the slight complication is a lot of that conversation will start to duplicate with the conversation that the OOR people would be making. And those people will be talking about it tomorrow. So actually, if this whole group can come join us tomorrow, we can work out sort of the logistics slightly better so that we don't duplicate one another by doing it on two different lists.
Yeah, because I think
I don't think that's a great problem, though.
Let's see, the listing for tomorrow's meeting, I'm not seeing it in my email.
Go to the Wiki homepage, and it's under, look at news, and it's the second item. The first item is this meeting, the second item is tomorrow's meeting, the third item is Thursday's meeting with Holger Neublau.
Got it. Thanks.
Yeah.
So if we call today's thing, this is the planning group, right, the planning committee or whatever, which is going to have two subgroups, the logistics and the content. And the content folks in particular have a lot in common with tomorrow's call, which is on the repository itself, right?
Right. The logistics group will have nothing to do with OOR.
That's right.
I also want to volunteer for the content group and sort of do something about infrastructure, which is the area I work in.
Now, with the goal of the content group first being thread management, I assume it would then lead into working with the logistics group to set up exactly what would be at the seminar or the symposium.
Exactly.
But Michelle, being new to this, please be aware that the summit is a sort of 3 or 4 months process and not 2 days. The 2 days is just the culmination of...
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So,
but the coordination is open to folks who may be walking in from the NIST interop, and they're going to be looking at what are the topics. Is that not correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So, okay. The logistics group has to do all kinds of sort of boring stuff, but also, obviously, is building the agenda for the two-day, hinging upon what the content group is coming up with and what those threads are, you know, and the synopsis web pages as well.
All right.
I think that's exactly right.
So good. I'm getting an education. I appreciate it.
Okay. Before we close, can we also, I mean, we are the sort of planning group, but we don't have an initiative yet. And going back to traditions, we generally do it with a launch event, and we tell everyone now we have this initiative. It's starting today, and it's sort of culminating into this 2 days. So should we also pick a date for a launch event?
Sure. We're going to have some structure of the content before we know what to say on that launch date.
Absolutely. So give ourselves, let's say, a couple of weeks, and then we relaunch or something.
That sounds good to me. How does that sound to you, Michelle?
That sounds good. And so our next step actually is to come up with the verbiage for the charter.
Well,
or is that kind of
discussed maybe over email?
If the content group comes up with the structure of the dimensions of discussion or whatever, then we can come together as a planning group and actually launch the initiative, let's say, 2 weeks out, more or less, and then carry on after that.
I have a good date. February 7th, previously reserved for ontolog operations planning and review. We could sort of take over that date and do and make that the Ontology Summit 2008 launch event.
Okay. That's 2 weeks from Thursday.
Right, because
okay,
this week we have Olga, next week we have John Bateman, and...
Okay, I am seeing why I didn't attend last week's meeting, the one that you've got started tomorrow. It directly conflicts with the OpenSig, DEMIS work, disaster management infrastructure. Their meetings are always at noon on Wednesdays.
Wednesday is not a normal day for Ontolog. Thursday is.
Right, but the group for tomorrow, the OOR, you're saying,
yes,
those are on Wednesdays, it looks like.
Tomorrow's is on Wednesday, but they are not on Wednesdays. We don't even know yet.
Okay.
But we're probably going to find out more tomorrow.
So I will be, that's the only meeting I usually have scheduled there, and it looks like with the agenda for DEMIS, I'm going to have to be there. So I may have to just look at your notes afterwards and talk further. And then the contact group can get together after that via email.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Do we think we need we'll have enough people from the content group participating in that call anyway tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we will report to you, Michelle, whatever happens. Peter and I or others.
Others can
email you. Yeah.
That works. Thanks.
I'll probably call in too, just to keep an eye on what the content's going to be, so that logistics can do something. Okay. All right. Well, so Peter, do you think we have enough for today's call?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a great call.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I propose
thank
that
you,
we.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll adjourn in that case.
Yep. Great.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
everyone. We'll keep in touch.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.